Reacting to Dr. Balmia's assertions, a member of the NDC communications team, Abdul Hakim Ahmed, says parts of the statement can create anxiety to reduce investor confidence in and outside the country. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Ahmed said the economy is in a recovery state, adding that government's borrowings are being channeled into the productive sectors of the economy.
Our economy has been susceptible to external factors, external shocks, from time immemorial. As a primary commodity exporting economy, we have been susceptible to these shocks. And the former deputy governor of the Bank of Ghana takes opportunity to attack the managers of the economy and paint the economy in the bleakest of pictures. You see, what all these things does is that it dampens the confidence of both local and international partners and local and international markets.
What he is saying, is it true or not? As you talk about, government keeps borrowing and the debt stock keeps piling up.
There are countries across the world, developing and advanced countries, whose debt to GDP ratios have moved beyond 150%, 200%, and yet they are not complaining. They are developing their countries, they are borrowing more to invest in the productive sectors of the economy. And that is what we are doing. Go across the whole country. You see with your own eyes the kind of infrastructure that is going on. Road infrastructure.
You mean government borrowing is justified?
Government borrowing is carefully choreographed to go into productive investment that will bring returns for those monies to be paid. No country in this world can develop on the basis of its savings alone.